been calm so far. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Judge Barrett, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of what you've accomplished. I think you're a great choice by the president.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham started her Supreme Court confirmation hearing. Then Democrat Dianne Feinstein said,
I believe we should not be moving forward on this nomination, not until the election has ended and the next president has taken office.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland has more live.
Dave, Democrat Patrick Leahy, appearing remotely, said the Senate Judiciary Committee should not be holding these confirmation hearings.
Some members of this committee are just now emerging from quarantine after testing positive.
One of them, GOP Senator Mike Lee, who turned up positive 10 days ago, is in the hearing room, reminding colleagues Barrett is a judge, not a policymaker.
I will object anyone, anytime anyone tries to attribute to you a policy position and hold you to that.
Democrats making the argument a Justice Barrett would spell the end of Obamacare. Dave?
Rachel, President Trump tweeted Republicans are giving Democrats a great deal of time at this hearing, writing he'd prefer they just approve the justice and focus more on Corona economic stimulus. A week ago, he tweeted he was ending those negotiations till after the election, wanting Republicans then to focus full time on confirming the new Supreme Court justice. Today, the president will go to Florida for his first post-COVID infection rally.
I'm ready to go. I feel so good. I feel so incredible.
His Democratic challenger, Joe Biden, will also be out campaigning.
With two stops in Ohio today, first he will make a speech on his plan to rebuild the economy in Toledo. Then he will speak at a voter mobilization event in Cincinnati. This just one day after Biden claimed the only way he'll lose the election is through voter intimidation.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. Early voting started this morning in another state, Georgia. So far, more than 9 million Americans have already cast ballots 3 weeks and a day before the election. America's listening to Fox News.
Paid for by Lose Debts. Attention, this is a very important message to anyone with debt exceeding $10,000. With the worldwide stock markets free-falling, coronavirus being labeled a global pandemic, cities and whole countries in quarantine and layoffs picking up speed, the last thing you need to worry about is your credit card bills. Due to the recent global events, a special debt relief helpline has been created for anyone with over $10,000 in debt. But you must call us at 800-805-7728. As banks shore up capital bracing for a recession, they are willing to settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe, making it a perfect time to eliminate your debt and save your money during these tough economic times. There are no upfront fees, and we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. But you must call us at 800-805-7728. This opportunity won't last long, so call us today at 800-805-7728. You have enough to worry about. Settle your debt and remove that unneeded stress. 800-805-7728. That's 800-805-7728.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up, your pickup truck store. It's Yuma's home for snug top shells and lids. Snug top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard. Industry-leading quality and trend-setting design that protect and complement your vehicle. That's snug top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bed liner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bed liners. With nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and snug top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessories for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and snug top shells and lids at Truckmates in its brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
Our brains aren't fully developed until we're 25 years old. Marijuana use inhibits brain development, causes permanent IQ loss, and leads to long-term dependence. In states that have passed measures like Prop 207, more teens get a hold of marijuana and use it, putting their brains and futures at real risk. Prop 207 would allow marijuana sellers to lace candies and cookies with marijuana, fill vape pens with high-potency pot, and advertise them all on social media, a teen favorite. Even kids too young to use could be at risk. When you drop off your child at daycare, you don't expect the caregiver to be stoned. But under Prop 207, there's nothing stopping employees from using marijuana and then heading into work. Protect our kids and Arizona's future. Visit no207az.com and vote no on Prop 207. Paid for by Arizonans for Health and Public Safety. Not authorized by any candidate.
PhD. Professional home doctor.
When it rains, it pours, and when it pours through a leak or a pipe breaks, it means water damage to your home. If you experience flood or water damage, you need to act quickly to eliminate the possibility of mold infestation. With 24-hour emergency service, trust PhD, the professional home doctors, to return your home to its pre-damaged condition. Call 341-9111 or go to phdyuma.com.
There's a major election coming to Imperial Valley. Board seats are up for grabs from Imperial Irrigation District, and you have an opportunity to take action. Your Greater Coachella Valley Chamber of Commerce endorsed Javier Gonzalez and J.B. Hamby. But what does that mean for you? It means the right to go solar. It means the right to safer, more affordable energy. It means protection from rising electricity costs. Vote Javier Gonzalez and J.B. Hamby. Paid for by Renova Energy Corporation. Not authorized by a candidate or committee controlled by a candidate.
The Russ Clark Show is brought to you by Quick Refrigeration, now offering excellence in professional plumbing services as well as heating and air conditioning. Visit them at getcoolquick.com and listen to Russ Clark Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with four locations to serve all of your tire needs.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
We're going to sneak some triple-digit high temperatures back in starting tomorrow after a high today of 98 with sunshine, 67 overnight tonight, and a calm wind. Sunny and 101 tomorrow, 69 tomorrow night, sunny and 102 on Wednesday.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Decent Garner Law Firm, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hansen.
Good morning, Yuma. This is Life, Death, and the Law. I'm attorney Adam Hansen, and you're listening to 560 KBLU. It's been quite the weekend. I don't know if you've noticed, and Russ, you've probably driven around during the weekend, and I noticed yesterday when I was out and about, we went to family dinner down in the valley here, and I drove from the foothills where I live into town, and on my pathway down, I went down County 14, and on my way, obviously, you see political signs everywhere.
Yeah.
And before this, I have not seen Biden-Harris signs at all. Like, they've just been non-existent.
Yeah.
But yesterday, I started to see them, and what I started to see was Biden-Harris signs, but no Trump signs. Where I previously saw Trump signs
only.
So I don't know what happened over the weekend, but man, I can tell you for a fact that family members of mine have put out Trump signs, and they're no longer there anymore. But
there's
a lot of Biden Harris signs out there. I guess the left thinks that miraculously by putting out signs, that's going to do something to the voter base. A few weeks ago, we had a flag-raising ceremony, and we got a little flack about this because on Facebook, some people were like, "Oh, it was a glorified Trump rally." We asked both parties to bring booths if they wanted to. We asked both political parties, both the Republican side and the Democrat side, and the Trump people showed up, and people were coming off of 32nd to buy Trump merchandise. And that wasn't what we did it for. We're just like, oh, it'd be fun, you know, to have these people in the parking lot. It's the political season. And we got flack for that on Facebook because people were like, oh, it was a Trump rally, blah, 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 blah. No, it wasn't a Trump rally. We asked both parties, and they were the only ones that showed up. About 2 weeks later, the Democratic Party got back to us in an email. Oh, we wish we could have been there. Sorry. Yeah, 2 weeks too late. But I guess, you know, not a lot of people are really excited about Biden-Harris merchandise. But
they had a Biden rally in Yuma Friday, and it was on,
how'd that
on 16th Street. I just happened to be out there because it was right next to Academy Mortgage, and I was out there with, you know, Derek had offered me breakfast, and I don't pass up a free breakfast, right?
Hey, man, yeah.
You know, I go for that. Well, it was right there, and I was wondering, like, there was a few more cars in the parking lot of the lawyer next door that's more, you know, more than normal.
Oh, yeah.
So I think they had 20, 30 people. You know, we had Trump probably, it was how many thousands at the
airport the other day? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, where?
Well, we had to turn people away. I mean,
yeah, that, only half got in.
Yeah.
We left at least a few thousand over at the parking lot at the convention center.
Yeah, and who knows? I don't know if that's indicative of what's to come.
I don't know.
But the media, I'm actually scared because what everything says is that polling-wise, Trump is way down, like way down.
They're polling the graveyards.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what they're doing.
You know,
so I am worried.
Voters.
I'm worried not so much that, not because of the polls and things like that, but if it is reality where a Biden-Harris ticket is elected, I'm very, very scared. We were talking to our accountant about 3 weeks ago, and he said, you know, I'm not going to get political here, but if a Biden is elected in November, you guys will be basically working half the year to make an income and the second half to pay taxes. That's what's going to happen. And that to me is like, why would I even work then? You know, why am I even going to work if I'm just going to pay most of that in taxes? And I hope the American people are smart enough to understand that. It's hard to gauge because as I watched the vice presidential debate last week, I thought, man, Harris looked really incompetent. She looked like a complete moron. And I thought that Pence just dismantled her. I thought he did a fantastic job at debating. Mm-hmm. And the media immediately went to number one, oh my gosh, a fly landed on his head. Oh my gosh. Ah! it wasn't that he dismantled Harris. Like,
a fly landed.
As a gentleman, he dismantled her. But number one, the fly landed on his head, so it must be a sign of the end of days because the Bible says that when flies land on people, I don't know. I've heard all sorts of things through the media. It's like, really? The New York Times is going to focus on?
But they did.
It wasn't that she didn't denounce the violence in Oregon or in Washington and Seattle. It wasn't that...
she collected money for them to get out of jail.
And it was hilarious, man, when Pence would be like... Don't you lecture me. I'm the only prosecutor on this stage. And Pence is like, you have a horrible record in California. Because of your policies, there's more blacks in prison. Because of your policies, the minorities are like being disparaged by their own communities. And but she couldn't even respond to that. It was hilarious. All she could say is, excuse me, don't talk over me. Like trying to assert her position. It's like, you look really stupid, and you sound stupid, too. So just stop, Harris, all right? Oh, my gosh, she's annoying.
Yes. She was condescending and arrogant.
She really was.
Yeah.
And like, it's odd today because as you read the news articles in the media, I thought for sure, I was like, oh, man, I'm curious to see what the New York Times says about this. I'm curious to see what CNN says about this because obviously from a normal person, a logical person's point of view, watching that, Pence completely dismantled her as a gentleman and as a, you know, a complete factual. I'm laying out the facts, and that's what it is. And it made her look completely incompetent and dumb. And I thought for sure, yeah, CNN's gonna see that. You know,
no,
any normal person could see that. As I read CNN, I read New York Times. I was flabbergasted that they didn't. All they talked about him mansplaining, like mansplaining. What is that? That's not even a word.
That's all they got when they go to race or mansplaining
exactly.
Or something. It means how are we going to explain that we lost?
So number one, left, if you're listening to this, you can't have it both ways. If you're going to propose a woman be the vice presidential candidate and debate a man, then she is on equal footing as the man, right?
Right.
That's what you promulgate. Women are equal to men. Okay, if that's the case, then he wasn't mansplaining, he was debating. That's what a debate is called, right?
So he's supposed
to. You go back
to,
and
though.
Forth, and he was completely gentlemanly about it. So it's one or the other. It's either she's a delicate flower that needs to be protected because she's a woman, or She's equal to a man, and that was a debate, and she completely got annihilated.
You know what Frank Luntz wrote about the whole thing? And he seems to be fairly fair.
In the middle.
He says, clear that Mike Pence won vice president debate. Harris came off abrasive.
Yeah, you know, and I think the one, I looked at these polls, because I'm always curious, you know, after these types of debates, well, what did the independents think, you know, because they'll have these panels of independent voters that watch them. And the ones that I was seeing from, like, CNN and things like that, I was really disappointed because they're like, oh, Harris completely, annihilated them.
But they wrote that before the debate started.
That's what we found out, later, a couple days later. It's like, oh, wait a second. They're actually Democrats. They just said that they were kind of still on the fence.
You need to take a break, buddy.
This is Life, Death, and Law, 560 AM KBLU. We'll be right back.
More thought-provoking conversation coming up next on Life, Death, and the Law, right here after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Changing your work culture can help change an entire culture. By embracing diversity, you encourage diversity. By making accommodations, you become more accommodating. So, consider a member of Arizona's deaf, hard of hearing, and deaf-blind community for your next hire. We bring with us an incredible work ethic and skills and talents unique to us that are good for you. To learn more about the Let's Get to Work initiative, visit changeyourperception.org. That's changeyourperception.org.
Listen every Wednesday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. for Chamber Chatter, focusing on nothing but the good stuff from Yuma Chamber of Commerce. Hosted by John Curtis, Executive Director. Brought to you by Nationwide Vision, serving Arizona for over 30 years.
Get the most from your lettuce crop with the treatment of Prefar 4E herbicide. Purslane, red root pigweed, and annual grasses will rob your lettuce of valuable moisture and nutrients. With field labor being scarce and expensive, a good herbicide program is key to a productive crop. Prefar 4E will deliver safe and effective control in all your lettuce varieties. With all the challenges growers face today, Prefar 4E is added insurance to help protect your investment. Place your order for Prefar 4E with an authorized Gowan distributor today. Always read and follow label directions from Gowan Company.
America invested millions making Mark Kelly an astronaut. But after he left NASA, Mark Kelly made millions from one shady, sleazy deal after another, exploiting others in the process. Mark Kelly starred in a sexist marketing campaign, selling flashy watches using scantily clad women as props. We talked to real Arizona women. Here's Rochelle from Gilbert.
Wow, that's pretty sexist. I expected more from Mark Kelly.
What are other women saying about Mark Kelly? Listen to Margot from Mesa.
Mark Kelly got rich sitting on the board of a restaurant company accused of sexual harassment.
That's not all Kelly's company did. Here's Rochelle.
They forced women to sign away their rights to be able to sue for sexual harassment.
What did Vanessa from Gilbert have to say?
That makes me sick. Mark Kelly will really do anything for a dollar.
Mark Kelly is for Mark Kelly, not us. Defend Arizona Paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.defendarizona.org.
Fox News at the top of the hour. Brought to you by Air Central Heating and Cooling. Give Air Central a call or just log on to acyuma.com. News Talk 560 KBOU, where you're always right.
Are you sick and tired of high utility bills? Well, so am I. I'm Eric Slum, candidate for the Arizona Corporation Commission. APS is asking for another rate increase in the middle of a worldwide pandemic. That's a slap in the face to every Arizonan who's had to sacrifice. I will vote no on the APS rate increase. We can't afford more utility rate increases. I'm Eric Slum. Read more about my plan at ericslum.com. Paid for by Sloan 2020. Authorized by candidate Eric Sloan.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Decent Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back, Yuma, the Life, Death, and the Law. This is 560 AM KBLU. I'm attorney Adam Hansen, and I'm in the booth today with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark.
Good
and
to
prior to the break, we were talking about, the election, and you should have received your ballots in the mail if you signed up for that previously. I think mine hit the mailbox last Thursday, if I remember correctly, Thursday, Friday, around there. And so keep a lookout for that. If you haven't received it yet, then maybe call the county recorder. Not recorder. Yeah. Yeah, it's county recorder.
I thought you'd be talking about Amy this morning.
I'm getting there.
Okay.
Don't get ahead of me.
I'm sorry.
Russ is alluding to Amy Coney Barrett, who was the presidential Supreme Court nominee, and you've heard it in the news over and over again. You've got the Democrats that say, how dare you even think about replacing St. Ginsburg?
It's unconstitutional. Unconstitutional.
Incredibly unconstitutional for the president to even have the thought to replace a dead Supreme Court justice on the court. How dare he?
Of course it's not unconstitutional, but they say that.
No. Obama
because
did
nobody
it. Obama
it.
Did it in his fourth year.
Everybody's done it.
It doesn't
mean the Senate confirms. It's just constitutional that he appoint. Or
it's happened 29 times in the United States history, and all 29 times the president in the fourth year, when they had the opportunity to nominate a Supreme Court justice, they have done so, whether they are a Democrat or a Republican.
Yeah.
And so historically, President Trump is following precedent, and he nominated a Supreme Court justice. Now, on the other side of that, the Senate has the duty to confirm the nominee by the president. Of those 29 times in history, I think it's 17 of those times, 19. 19 of the times where the president nominated the justice to the court, and the party, he was of the same party as the Senate. The Senate confirmed those 19 times. Out of those 19 times, 17 of them. So I threw a lot of numbers out there. Let me say that again. The president, when he has the same party as the Senate, that's happened 19 times of the 29 times over our United States history. And of those 19 times where the president is the same party as the Senate, 17 of those 19 times the Senate always confirms in the fourth year. And then when you flip that around, when it's the president is a different party than the Senate, all 29 times, again, the president has nominated the Supreme Court justice. But when the party is different, when it controls the Senate, when the Senate majority is different party than the president, of all those times, I don't think they've ever confirmed. What is that, 10 times? So of the 10 times, they've never confirmed. And that's what happened. One of those times was back in 2016 when President Obama was in his fourth year. Justice Scalia died. I think he was murdered. I think it was a conspiracy, but he died. You ever heard of that?
Never heard of conspiracy, but I always love him.
Well, his body was found in Texas at some retreat, like, just dead.
Wow.
All of a sudden. It was kind of weird. And so anyway, Scalia died back in 2016, and so President Obama did appoint nominee, and at the time, Mitch McConnell and the Republicans still controlled the Senate, and they said, nah, there's no way we're going to confirm that guy. He's a complete liberal radical, and he had a track record of legislating from the bench, and they're like, we're not going to do that because he's unconstitutional, just his person, and so they declined to do that, and the argument at the time was that, you know, it's an election year. We'll let the electors vote as to who they want on the Supreme Court.
That was the Biden doctrine, because Biden had proclaimed that's what we should have done in George Bush's last year, because they thought someone was going to come up, and it never did.
Mm-hmm.
But Biden was pretty adamant that Bush should not, at this late date, do any nomination. Of course, didn't happen for Bush. It ended up not happening. It happened to Obama.
That's right. And so now here we are 4 years later, and now when now the same party controls the Senate as the presidency. Now the Senate is going to move and confirm Amy Coney Barrett. They're going through the motions of, hey, we'll have these hearings and stuff. We'll let you get it off your chest, Democrats.
Well,
you can, you know, go at her.
It's just an unnecessary trying to demean her. She's there with a mask on, too, which is kind of fun.
Yeah.
I was kind of, at first I was thinking, God, I hate to see it, but you know what? That way she can just hide her expressions. She doesn't have to listen, because she knows it's going to be just crap.
Yeah, and if you're familiar with these past hearings, I mean, they really go, well, not even Thomas. I mean, if you go back to the 90s when...
Or Bork.
Yeah, Justice Thomas was lynched.
It was a lynching.
Oh, my gosh. It was horrible. Look it up on YouTube. Just put Justice Thomas confirmation hearing.
And he toughed it out. He did not drop out. Bork, they didn't confirm him.
Brett Kavanaugh was the latest, and obviously they came up with all sorts of stories against him, and he's like, I don't even know these people. I don't know if I've even crossed paths with these people in my life. I don't know what they're talking about. But, of course, the media made it out to be something that was
really huge,
and they tried to connect it to the Me Too movement in some form or fashion, and that was really in full swing at the time.
Now they go after Amy for being too religious.
Right, and they did that back in the when she was put on the federal courts, that happened. Feinstein was on that panel, and it's really interesting because Kamala will be on the panel going against Amy Coney Barrett. So I'll be curious to see.
She's
what
on
comes
stage,
up.
And she knows she has to outperform, so she'll probably overperform.
Yeah, typical. She's just so annoying. I couldn't even stand listening to her the other night.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I could have. I mean, Obama was eloquent at times. After a while, I'm like, okay, I get it. But the speech just got really annoying because he had his pattern, you know. But Kamala, I can't even stand. It's like nails on a chalkboard just for opening her mouth, just the way she talks. And that's just me personally. Maybe you really like her, but or like the way that she speaks, but I don't.
She's condescending.
She sounds like I don't know. Just the whininess in her voice and stuff. It just drives me nuts. I'm like, oh man, I hope we don't have to listen to that for 4 years or 8 years, because Biden's not going to make it. I mean, if you look on YouTube. If you can't tell, I use YouTube a lot, but if you just search on YouTube, you look at Biden fails or something like that. Within the last 3 or 4 months, I mean, in one of those speeches, he actually endorses Trump for president because he's just all over the place. And so obviously the guy is off his rocker. I was really surprised during debate that he didn't, you know, fall into that. I think Trump, that was his whole strategy, go at the guy, interrupt him and try and get him off his game so that he would have a gaffe like he's had previously. And I wish President Trump would have just let it go. If he would have just let it go and let the guy talk, he's going to mess up. I mean, it's just reality. That's what he constantly does. Because I obviously he has some sort of oncoming dementia or something. I don't know. But I as you look at these speeches that he's been giving in the last 3 to 4 months, I mean, he just starts trailing off and loses his thought process.
Chris Wallace saved him in that last debate, came to his aid when he was floundering, and Trump did a few times, too.
Yep. Yeah. He should have just been quiet. Let him go.
Chris would have stepped in.
You think so?
I do. He did it enough. Chris stepped in.
I don't think Chris did a bad job.
No, I don't either. I think it was horrible. I think it was beyond bad.
Yeah, I think...
I mean, you and I are in agreement.
I heard both sides. I mean, I heard, after watching that debate, I thought Chris did the best he could with what he had. I don't feel like he was trying to save either one of them. I think he was just trying to keep the chaos in check, and he did his best.
I'm going to fight you, and I'll probably lose. But he interrupted Trump so much, and that's not counting. What they do count is how many times Trump interrupted Chris.
Sure. Yeah.
And they should have counted
or
the
Biden.
Other. They should have counted. Well, yeah, that was very little, but except when he saved him. And then he fact-checked Trump, and he kept pushing Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And he never did that to Biden. He was unfair. I mean, he was, in my mind,
I felt like he had hard questions for both of them. I felt like he had questions that were very pointed. And
but he only asked about things that would influence voters against Trump. Nothing about the Ukraine, nothing about Russia, nothing about packing the courts, only about things that were the Achilles heel of Trump, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
And that was unfair, number one, for setting them up. And then afterwards, fact-checked him and pushed him when he didn't like the answer that Trump gave.
I think he fact-checked Biden. I remember one or two times where he did fact-check Biden as well. And I think the reason, if you were to ask Chris, I'm sure the reason why he used those questions for Trump was to give him an opportunity to explain what the media has been saying, because the media has been controlling the narrative, and so Trump has to loudly, you know, interject through tweeting and things like that to try and get the word out.
Yeah.
It's his word against the masses of the media, and so I feel like he gets frustrated, and so he tries his best to do that. And I would say that if I was from Chris's point of view, I imagine he was asking those questions because he was giving the president an opportunity to explain. And the president, unfortunately, is not as eloquent a speaker, and so he's like, you know, he has his go-to things that he says. And I think Pence is such a better representation of the Trump agenda. If Trump could take what Pence says and do it like Pence, we wouldn't have a problem here. It would be so easy. But Trump can't help himself. But I don't. To me, it's not a popularity contest. I don't really care. I care about the policies. If you look at the policy behind the acting and the show, that's what I like, you know, and that's going to control my vote.
Right.
We've got to go to break. This is 560 AM KVLU, Life, Death, and the Law. We'll be right back.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KVLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit yumaestateplanning.com.
I may never have met you. We don't go way back. Maybe we wouldn't even be friends if we did. But when you wear a mask, you have my respect. Because your mask doesn't protect you. It protects me. I wear my mask to protect you. Mask up, America.
This Mask Up message is brought to you as a public service by Bowman Smith and Callen, Yuma's people's lawyers.
Tune in each morning for America's Morning News, brought to you by Yuma International Airport. Fly Yuma and experience the convenience, comfort, short TSA lines, and multiple daily direct flights to Phoenix and Dallas-Fort Worth. Fly Yuma, and when you're home, you're home.
El Dorado Broadcasters is searching for creative problem solvers to join our team of marketing professionals where we help businesses be more successful. Here's what it's like when you make a career working with El Dorado Broadcasters.
I'm Donya Weeks. I've been with the station 4 years now. The best part of my job is working every day with local small business owners, helping them promote and grow their businesses and participate in local events that not only celebrate the Yuma community, but also help keep it close-knit and strong.
Apply online at evbroadcasters.com/careers.
Is your air conditioning system ready for the summer heat? This is Russ Clark for my friends at Quick Refrigeration. They have been cooling and heating Yuma since 1955, and they can replace your old and inefficient AC system. Now is the best time to replace your AC system. Special financing is available for up to 60 months. New AC systems are 30 to 40% more energy efficient than those installed just 10 years ago. Bottom line, Quick Refrigeration can keep you cool and save you money. Special financing and reduced energy bills are yours. All you have to do is place a call and request a visit from one of their professional technicians. Start the saving today. Call Quick Refrigeration at 782-3691 or visit getcoolquick.com. Don't wait until your AC system goes down. Call the best in town, Quick Refrigeration.
You're listening to Life, Death and the Law, presented by the Deason Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and Law. I'm attorney Adam Hansen. This is 560 AM KBLU, and it's a lively debate in here over the break.
Yeah, well, during the break, it's even livelier.
Yeah. Russ and I were talking about our opinions regarding the presidential, the last presidential debate and then the vice presidential debate.
Sure.
Russ, you were making a comment about the Latino polling numbers after both President Trump.
Which I honestly didn't understand at first.
Yeah.
Took me a while.
When you and I are talking, obviously, you made a very good point over the break as we were talking. You said, listen, I can't disagree with you, Adam, because you have different worldviews than I do.
Yeah.
I see it through a different lens. You see it through a different lens. And so what you perceive is what
reality.
You perceive because
it's
of your, my reality.
Right.
And I can't disagree with that. And it's the same from your perspective. I mean, you come from the host perspective, from the media perspective. And so when you say...
Well, I'm homeless. I'm from the homeless perspective.
Okay, there you go. You going to Portland?
No.
I hear it's nice living up there if you're homeless. Or San Francisco.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's not my
style. You can do whatever you want on the streets. You can use the restroom in the streets. You
respectful.
Can do whatever you want.
I'm respectful homeless.
Yeah. And so we were talking about the perspectives that we have, and I found it, I think... I felt like Chris Wallace did an okay job. I thought he did the best that he could with the situation where you had these guys just going at it, trying to control them. You're not going to be able to control them. I mean, honestly, you weren't going to control those guys. And he did the best he could. He threw his hands up in the air at one point, started laughing because Trump had made a comment that I thought was hilarious, and apparently he did too. He laughed out loud, and it was so funny to me. But I thought he did the best he could. And from your perspective, you're saying, no, I felt like he was... completely one-sided when it came to Biden,
right.
and these little softball questions and things like that. I didn't see it. I was looking for that, but Chris Wallace, I felt like he tried his best with what he had, and that's just our perspective. It's not a big deal. I felt like the debate was just, you know, you go into that presidential debate hoping to see policies being discussed and going at, and to me it was, you know, just a lot of over talking and things like that. It was hard to hear. And I thought it was funny at points. It didn't change my opinion at all. And I think that's ultimately what most people came out of that first debate thinking was, well, I already was going to vote for this guy. And so
it didn't change a lot of minds.
Yeah, it didn't really matter to me.
But it did in some groups.
And that's what you were mentioning over the break. You talked about the Latino vote and the polling numbers and how what's interesting was after that first debate with the president, whereas you and I thought, you know, okay, you know, it was interesting to watch. It was hard to watch at times. It was funny to watch at times. But to us, it really didn't sway us either one way or the other. I mean, we saw Biden's policies are very socialistic, and we saw Trump's policies are very pro-American, pro-country first, that kind of thing.
Right.
You know, we knew we were going to see that. But in the Latino polling, what we saw was that they flipped completely from going into it saying they were
more pro-Biden. But they thought Trump won the debate by big numbers.
And I think that just goes to, it's just a cultural thing where they viewed Trump as a fighter. He's got a fight and he's fighting.
But he didn't even start it. It was Biden that interrupted him twice. First, I mean, the first round there was no interruptions. Trump spoke first. Biden did not interrupt him. He didn't interrupt Biden. The second time Trump spoke, Biden was all over him. And then Trump threw off the gloves. I'm playing hockey now.
Yeah. I mean, I think when you're in the moment, as I thought about it, you know, you've got these two guys up on stage and they're just going at it. You're in that moment. It's very difficult when you're in the fight to see what we're seeing. We're a third party on the outside. And it's easy for us to say, oh, I would have done this, I would have done that.
Oh, it
and
is
Monday,
easy.
Monday, Monday morning quarterback.
I'm the best Monday morning quarterback
ever. Yeah, I know you are. You tell me that all the time. You tell me things all the time from your perspective. And that's the way I felt. I'm like, well, why didn't he say this? He could have said this, blah, blah, blah. And that's why I thought Pence did such a great job. He was methodical. And you said it yourself. You said, I couldn't even watch it. It was so boring. To me, it was policy. It was policy. And Pence actually outlined why this is such a good ticket and why we need to vote for them.
And on all that, he did a brilliant job.
He did a brilliant job.
He knew his facts. He knew everything.
Oh, man, yeah.
And it was brilliant but boring. I don't care. It was brilliant. But boy, I mean, he obviously mopped it up. It was unfair because Kamala, Camilla, whatever it is, Chameleon, she wasn't ready for that kind of disagreement. She's more emotionally tuned in.
Oh, my gosh, it's so annoying.
But this one was a regular debate of facts.
Exactly.
And Pence was no match.
He just dismantled her.
I mean, she was no match.
He completely dismantled her. And so she would go to the female card. That was her big go-to.
Or the race card.
Some stupid laugh that she has. Like it was like a Joker laugh. Because she doesn't have a comeback.
Right.
Because what Pence was saying was accurate and true. And so she couldn't come back to that, and so she would deflect, saying, "Excuse me, I'm talking."
Yeah.
So she tries to assert herself. That was her go-to.
That
it's
was
like,
pre-planned, though.
Oh, it was totally. Everything she did was pre-planned. It was so rehearsed, it was embarrassing.
You could tell that was rehearsed.
It was completely
she
rehearsed.
She was kind of like waiting for the
she
moment.
She was waiting for the moment.
Yeah.
And the moment that he started to dismantle her, she went to it. "Excuse me, Vice President, I'm talking." And she, like, stares at him. And the first thing I thought was, "Excuse me?" And Pence was very, very nice about it. He said, "Okay,
yeah,
you go for it, girl. You go, girl."
I'm telling you, it was boring, but it was brilliantly done by him. And he won it, like, huge.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to watch it anymore.
Yeah, and that's fine.
The other one really interested me because it was out of control.
Right.
And by the way, I looked it up. And Wallace, Chris Wallace, interrupted Donald Trump 76 times and interrupted Joe Biden 15. So, I mean, it was like Trump was debating two people.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, that is a Monday morning quarterback thing. When you're in the moment, Chris Wallace, I don't think he came into that debate thinking, you know what, I'm going to interrupt Trump 30 times. That's my goal tonight. I think President Trump comes off as such an aggressive individual. He probably felt like, I've got to curb this.
Actually, if you look at the Joe Biden debate, when he debated as a vice president, I forget the name now, Biden interrupted him constantly. And you have to go back and look at that tape. I'm sure that Trump saw that ahead of time and knew what he was up against with Biden. Biden does that. That is a Biden technique.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump outdid him on it, is all. I think Trump knew what he was getting into, but he wasn't going to do it until Biden broke the mold, and then it was like, you open that box, it's not closing.
So we were talking about Amy Coney Barrett a minute ago, and so she's in judicial confirmation hearings right now, and from what I've heard, they're giving Democratic time a lot more time than the Republican side. The Republicans have already committed to confirming her. And so most of this that we're seeing is just really going through the motions. And so the Democratic side will have the opportunity to just kind of sling mud at her and drag her through the mud and all these things. I was telling my wife yesterday, if I were Amy Coney Barrett, and you mentioned she had the mask on, I think this plays into my if I were her, I would just sit there and be silent. If they're posing questions to me, the Democrats on that panel, at this point, it doesn't matter. They're going to confirm her. And if they want to bring up these issues that aren't issues, but they're going to try and make them issues and try and make headlines, Kamala is on that panel, so she's going to try her best to get her name out there in the news articles and be this assertive woman like they called her in the vice presidential debate when really she just looked like a complete moron. And that's why I think she pulled so bad with the Latinos is because she was over-aggressive, and it was planned. Like, you could totally tell it was planned. And if you couldn't, if you're telling yourself that wasn't planned, then you need to get your eyes checked because that was horribly, horribly planned. She's not a good actor. She's not a good liar, and she's not a good actor. And she did a lot of lying, and she did a lot of acting, and that's why it was really bad. It's like when you watch a Hallmark movie, you know, and you're like, okay, there's a reason why this movie's on Hallmark Channel and it's not in the theater.
They couldn't afford actors.
It's not in Harkins. Yeah, it's like, and I shouldn't say that because my wife loves Hallmark Channel. And there's some good ones, you know. I will admit. But if you tell somebody this, I will kill you. I admit that I do like a good Hallmark show come Christmas. There's some good shows, okay? But I will never say that
out loud. That just makes you a good husband.
There you go. But at the same time, it's watching that acting is like nails on a chalkboard. Or, like watching Kamala Harris in a vice presidential debate.
You're going to see
like
more
really
of her.
Bad acting. I'm like, okay, Like, we can't tell that you didn't rehearse this. Excuse me, Vice President, I am talking. I would have been like, okay, this barrier's coming down. This glass right here, I'm going through it. Oh, we've got a caller on the line.
We can take a call.
Okay, let's take a call.
You're on the air.
Good morning.
Yes, I was listening to you speak earlier about the debate and Chris Wallace was handling the debate. But if you recall, about the last third of the debate, Trump had a time to respond, or I think it was 90 seconds or whatever the time was, and Vice President Biden interrupted, Chris Wallace relinquished the podium to him three times in a row in the last part of the debate. So it was just kind of sad the way. I think Chris Wallace intended it to happen just the way it was. He was quite aware of what the capabilities of Vice President Biden. I think he's quite aware of those capabilities. And all this time we thought he was in the basement and couldn't talk. He done rather well. Of course, I think it was pre-programmed. But
oh, yeah, it was memorized.
He was wired. I mean, eyes were dilated.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
He's got to be wired for the battery's dead. That's all there is to it.
Thanks
for the call. We've got to go to a break. This is 560 AM KBLU, the Life, Death, and Law. We'll be right back.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Fox News at the top of the hour. Brought to you by Air Central Heating and Cooling. Give Air Central a call or just log on to acyuma.com. News Talk 560 KBLU, where you're always right.
Listen to 560 KBLU every Friday morning from 8 to 9 for Money Talk. Money Talk, bringing you the latest information and changes in the world of finances, brought to you by the partnerships of Academy Mortgage and Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. That's Money Talk every Friday morning from 8 to 9 on 560 KBLU.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. With 64 years of industry connections to have products in stock when others can't. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague's handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters. The best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals. You can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
Your world is created by what you focus on. Right now at Nationwide Vision, when you buy one pair of eyeglasses, you will receive a second pair 50% off. Taking care of Arizona's eyes for 35 years. Nationwide Vision.
Senstar Insecticide, you are a go for launch.
Introducing Senstar, an all-new fast-acting, long-lasting insecticide from Valent USA. With two effective modes of action, Senstar provides stellar control of whiteflies, aphids, thrips, and psyllids, protecting vegetables from unwanted invasion. Quickly eliminate pests at all life stages, including eggs, and boost your insect control with new Senstar from Valent.
And we have liftoff.
Contact your PCA or visit valent.com/Senstar.
Always read and follow label instructions.
The general election is coming up. I'm Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, and here's how you can vote by mail. October 23rd is the last day to request a ballot by mail for the general election. To get yours, visit arizona.vote. Voting by mail is secure, reliable, and convenient. Complete your ballot and mail it back as soon as possible. Or you can take your ballot to any official drop box or voting location in your county. To request your ballot by mail, visit arizona.vote today.
El Dorado Broadcasters is searching for creative problem solvers to join our team of marketing professionals where we help businesses be more successful. Here's what it's like when you make a career working with El Dorado Broadcasters.
I'm Star Favreau. I've worked for El Dorado here in Yuma for 16 years. El Dorado has been a steady and successful place to work during all the economic ups and downs over the years, and it still is today. I work in accounting and human resources and enjoy a fast-paced but fun work environment.
Apply online at evbroadcasters.com/careers.
The Russ Clark Show is brought to you by Quick Refrigeration, now offering excellence in professional plumbing services as well as heating and air conditioning. Visit them at getcoolquick.com and listen to Russ Clark Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Decent Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and Law. We've only got a little bit more in this segment, but I really want to get back to Amy Coney Barrett and the hearings that we're talking about happening right now as we're talking. They are grilling her. And ultimately, it's all for show because the Senate's going to confirm her. They've got the majority, and they can do so, and they ought to do that. I mean, I had a text during the show from my brother who lives over in Sarita, and I don't know if he's listening or not, but it was relevant to what we're talking about. He said, I find the quote, let the voters decide the next Supreme Court justice, end quote, an absurd argument. Yeah. That's what I did 4 years ago, 100%. People who tell me they just couldn't vote for Trump 4 years ago because he was this or that, I've always told them they were myopic. They weren't voting for Trump, they were voting for justices. And I agree with that. My brother's, he works at Raytheon over in Tucson, and very intelligent guy. He's one of these guys that, I mean, I know a lot of engineers, and they're complete nerds. But my brother is a nerd, but he's also really socially, on top of it. He can have a conversation with you. His conversations are a little odd at times, you know, like I hit a deer years ago in my little Dodge Neon, and it crumpled the front end. And so I was like, hey, Nick, can you come up and help me with this? And he came up, and he's like, oh, this is so interesting. You want to know the mathematical reason why this crumpled like this?
No.
I just want my car to keep going. Okay, but I'm going to, this is what it looks like. He draws out this formula. I'm like,
really?
What is it? I've never even seen that symbol before. Is that Greek? Like, I don't know. I don't know what that is. No, he's incredibly intelligent and on top of it. And I agree with him 100%. And I voted for Trump 4 years ago because, not because of his personality, but because of the consequences of what was going to happen. Obviously, Ginsburg was on the chopping block. She was 100 million years old, and so she's going to die. And she really should have retired back in the Obama administration so that Obama could have...
Well, they thought Hillary was going to win, so it was no big deal.
She thought that. She wrote that. Ginsburg wrote that.
Yeah.
And it was a complete shock to her as well when Trump won. And so now she was trying her best to live it out, you know, these 4 years or even 8 years. But reality was she just couldn't do it anymore. And so now we are where we are. And Trump has, rightfully so, nominated a person to the Supreme Court. And just like my brother in that text told me, communicated it, I agree with him 100%. I voted 4 years ago, not for necessarily Trump, but for justices.
I'm voting for Trump this time.
I'm voting for Trump this time because of justices.
No, because of Trump. I like him.
Because of most, I know. Some people do. Some people don't like the outward, you know, show. But the back end, the policies, I completely get behind. As you look at the policies, I'm like, yes, 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 yes. And I vote for justices. I did it 4 years ago. I'm going to do it again this election cycle because I really truly believe that the Democratic Party believes something different than I do when it comes to a Supreme Court justice. In my mind, a Democratic Party nominee is somebody who is a social justice, legislate from the bench type of person, and that's how they view them. They want to plant these individuals on the court that will have radical views, number one. Number two, they don't care about the Constitution. They don't care if it's constitutional or not. They care about social justice. And by planting these individuals on the court, they can legislate. They view the judicial branch as a second legislative branch, aside from the House and the Senate. And I think that is completely wrong. Our forefathers didn't want that. The Constitution is clear. We need to have three bodies of government with governmental checks in between. So we have to have a neutral third party judicial branch.
What would packing the court do to that branch?
It would completely be unconstitutional and would radicalize
the
court.
There's nothing in the Constitution says how many justices, but the idea of packing
it's never happened before.
It would be for one reason, and that is to gain control.
Exactly, socialize the court.
Yeah.
And that's what they're trying to do. And that just goes to my argument that they view the court differently than the founders intended that. The court is not a legislative branch, and they constantly say that. Well, the conservatives on the court, Justice Alito, Justice Thomas, Scalia was the lion of the court when he was there over all those decades ago. And so to put Amy Coney Barrett in Scalia's spot, I thought was honestly kind of a miracle, because she was tutored by Scalia, she's in the form of Scalia, and she is a very, very intelligent individual, and she knows the Constitution inside and out. And so to put her into the court...
And you consider yourself a constitutionalist?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, a textualist. And that's why it's really kind of... It was scary back during the Obama administration when you had these opinions coming out of the court where Justice Alito, Justice Thomas, Justice Scalia, they were writing dissents to them, namely the Obamacare opinion and the gay marriage opinion in 2015. Obergefell, that was the 2015... Obergefell was the court case that decided gay marriage was a recognized thing in all states. And in that opinion, the dissenting votes were Alito, Scalia, and Thomas. And all three of those justices said, what are we doing here? What are we doing as a court? We are legislating from the bench. There is no textual basis for what we're doing here. We're giving a right to this class that's not even a class that we've hitherto for recognized constitutionally. And it goes directly against the First Amendment, which is expressly written to allow for the freedom of religion. And here we have a constitutional right in the freedom of religion and no constitutional right to marriage or any issues like that regarding gay marriage or polygamy or anything like that. And we're going against, this is going to be an affront on those Americans that believe that marriage is a sanctity between one man and one woman. And almost immediately after that opinion came out, in Kentucky, the recorder in one of the counties in Kentucky, she denied a marriage license to a gay couple because she was a very devout Christian. Even though the Supreme Court had now come out that, you know, that's unconstitutional, she couldn't do it in her opinion. It was going against her faith, and so she kept denying it. That opinion took 5 years, from 2015 until last Monday, when the Supreme Court had the opportunity to hear that case. They actually denied it, but in that denial, there was a statement by Justice Thomas and Justice Alito saying, we made an error in the court in 2015 when we decided that case. The facts of this case are not ripe for what we're going to do, but the day is coming for that to go away. We did an injustice. We legislated from the bench, and that should never have happened. And when the right case comes up, they're saying that constitutionality-wise, we're going to go back. We're going to undo that because it wasn't constitutional. Anna Barrett would add to that argument. She's going to join that club, and so I'm personally excited for it. Stay wise, stay on top of it, and get out there and vote. We'll be back next Monday.
If you have questions or want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the Deason Garner Law Firm at 928-783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.